the end of June, over 281 children were awaiting spinal surgeries. To tackle these delays, Irish health authorities are planning to send children needing spinal surgeries overseas. Details of the plan is being finalised, but it's been broadly welcomed. Deirdre MacDonald, patient advocate on the Paediatric Spinal Task Force and co-founder of Scoliosis Awareness and Support Ireland, says this is a good start and good news for parents. Deirdre MacDonald, what do we know about what's planned?
Hi, good morning. We had our meeting late kind of yesterday evening, and we were told that certain children will be going to, there will be four hospitals, but so far we only know about three. We are waiting on, I guess, a final plan for the four hospitals. So,
we know four of these hospitals. Two of them are in the US, and two are in the UK. But do you have a timeline on this? When do you expect these surgeries to take place?
I wouldn't know that, but I know there's hospitals from the New York, surgeons from the New York hospital that will be coming over. I think in the next number of weeks, there was a team from Great Ormond Street, which is one of the hospitals chosen, and they have been here already and have met with patients. So that's what I know about that so far.
Do we know? Do we know how many children or which children will qualify for the treatments abroad?
As far as I know, with the, I think it might be the American one. Sorry, I think there's seven planned to go to Great Ormond Street. There's one going to another hospital so far, and the rest, I don't think we've a final answer to that yet.
Do we know how children will be selected or prioritised to travel abroad for these surgeries?
Certainly the very complex ones won't be going. The plan would be that the ones going abroad will leave more, I suppose. Room to get done in Crumlin, which was always our wish, that the complex ones stay there, and that CHI Crumlin would just become just for complex spines, because that's the way it should be. And so the ones going abroad, I don't think they will be the complex patients.
And many of these patients will face long haul flights. Is making that journey difficult for scoliosis patients?
Well, having scoliosis myself all my life, I've obviously never been on a plane directly after surgery, but I've travelled in ambulances and taxis and cars to get home and to surgeries. It's probably, it's an option that is not going to suit every family for sure. But there's always been families that went to Turkey and came home, they wanted to go. So obviously if patients don't, want to go, they don't want to go, but it's not ideal, but there are options for people, and that's all we want. It's more channels for these kids and more options, and that's better, in my opinion, than having nothing, than sitting on a list.
Deirdre MacDonald, thank you for joining us this morning.